May we be worthy to eat and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our mass and those who have been us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, the salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the healing of our soul, and the resurrection.
From the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the Evangelist, Apostle, pure disciple, his blessing be with us all, amen. A reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, his blessings rest upon us, amen. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, and to him be glory forever. Amen. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, But Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.